Shh. It's B-movies.
Sam's face.
Whoa.
It's B-movies.
Wow, I did not expect that sting.
Hey, Sam, how are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Viewmaster jumping from telly to the big old silver screen today, talking about the New Zealand International Film Festival.
Which is crazy because I am notoriously a TV guy as opposed to a movie guy.
You are, but you're here to talk about a movie that is screening at the festival. What's it called?
It's called The Humans, and I watched it last night to, like, really, like, make sure I had it all at the top of my
brain yep,
before I came in. It stars, and I want to list all the names because it's quite important, because they all do.
It's a big phenomenal. Old cast, yeah.
Well, it's a really small cast.
Oh, yeah, big
names.
Weighty names. Yeah, there we go.
And there's one shocker in there that you might be a bit surprised by. I'll let you guess which name of the six is kind of surprising for a dramatic character case study film.
Okay.
You got Richard Jenkins playing Eric the father, Jane Houdeschel, who is reprising her role from the Tony Award winning play of this same thing, which was recreated for the film.
Aha, uh-huh, I see.
So she won an award for this play.
And now she's in the movie version.
Yes.
I got you.
Playing Deirdre the matriarch, you've got Amy Schumer playing a character named Amy.
Interesting. Yeah,
but it's Amy spelled differently, of course. You know. Beanie Feldstein, who recently left Broadway, she got replaced on Funny Girl by Lea Michele.
That's a whole part of the internet.
Such a dramatic.
It's so great.
If you've got time to kill this weekend, find a Twitter thread about that and just read.
It's wild.
And she plays Bridget, and she is dating Stephen Ewan's character Rich, who they own basically this like pre-war duplex in Manhattan together. It's falling apart. It is that shoebox New York apartment that you've heard of, but it's got like stairs that lead from the first floor to the second floor, which I think is still quite bougie.
It's
to
very
me.
Cool.
But
it's very New York.
But the house, you know, there's rattling and banging, and it's there's water coming down the walls, and lights keep blowing, and it's just like a bit of a crapshoot, honestly.
Ugh.
And then you've got June Squibb, who
iconic
old lady actor that everyone's seen everywhere and everything because she's just the best. And she plays Momo, the grandmother of
Excellent.
This all. And basically, this is a play.
You missed one, I think, didn't you? The boyfriend or the partner?
Rich.
Oh, Rich.
Stephen Ewan.
Oh, Stephen Ewan. Sorry,
yes, I wasn't listening.
I was thinking about the house.
And basically, it was written by Stefan Karam, who did the Broadway play and then turned it into a film. And basically, mm-hmm. the Broadway play, it's like a dollhouse set up.
Oh, wow.
So
okay.
The two floors are always visible, and you can see like the family moving between the two floors.
Oh, that's so cool.
And that creates
that's
like
really cool.
the dramatic tension. And they can like hear each other like up the stairs, and like that's how people storm in and out of things, and you can see all the different hallways.
Wow.
Oh, I love that.
And to recreate that in this format, in like a, he calls it a family thriller because it does have this hugely tense, pretty horror movie-esque vibe about it.
Oh, wow, okay.
These really thin hallways and doors that open, so they block off hallways and the doors close again, so you're like, is there something behind the door?
Ooh.
And it just has this tense, and it's really dark, and all the windows are, like, smudged with grime, so you can't really see out of them, and all the hallways that you, like, go in to leave the apartment, because Momo is in a wheelchair, so she's got to leave the apartment and then go down these, like, really, like, The Shining-esque corridors to get in an elevator, and it's all very just like this creepy, unsettling, and it's all unfurnished because they've just moved into this apartment, and it's Thanksgiving dinner.
Right.
So they're all trying to like do their best family vibe, but there's just so many unspoken things, and it's just like as soon as you walk in, you're like, oh, this is a family that hasn't seen each other in a while.
For probably good reason.
Doesn't respond to texts, doesn't respond to emails.
Yep.
Everyone's having personal dramas.
Got you.
But no one's talking about it, and it's just like building and building and building, and there's this upstairs neighbor apparently who just keeps stomping, and she's so loud, and it's
I've got to watch this.
I've seen a lot of people talking about this film in exactly the way you've just described it, like a horror movie or a thriller where, you know, it's a family dinner, shouldn't be that stressful. It's got a lot of layers to this particular onion, and coming in with all of these actors who a lot of them, as you mentioned when you were reading their names out, cut their teeth in theatre acting, not screen acting, and to be taking a play to the screen it's quite an interesting leap that sometimes is done not well. Sometimes it doesn't serve a story well. What do you reckon about it for this? Not having seen the play, I presume.
Having seen the play, unfortunately.
What was it like to watch this as a film? Did it work?
I think it definitely worked. I think I only found out it was a film afterwards. So
play. Yeah,
sorry.
Whatever. I'm fine, yeah. It's Friday.
Yeah, it is Friday. I'm still halfway through my first coffee, guys. I only found out it was a play after I watched the whole thing. So I was doing some research so I could talk to you lovely people about it. And I was like, wow, that makes so much sense.
Yes.
Like that, because the film itself, like, brilliant, stunning, amazing, spooky, scary. I was on the edge of my seat. I did jump. Like, there was, a few moments.
Wow.
I was like, whoa. And like, I'm a tough nut. I watch a lot of horror.
You do.
But yeah, this just had this, like, it did tension in a way that hasn't been done in modern horror in a long, long time.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Which I think is so brilliant, because like having that like fully tense, it gave me like It Follows kind of vibes.
Oh wow, okay.
Where like there's just that, like, there's this presence of something that is always coming and always building, and you never know when it's going to show up. But you know, it's not actually a horror film. It's the thing that's following and building is just this family tension and these secrets and these like bombshells that it, and the film goes really, really slowly in the first two acts, I think. Like, it doesn't really give too much away, and then the third act is just like bang, 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 things are happening, things are happening, things are happening, people are leaving, people are just running around, and I'm like, that is so, I can see the play version of that in my head. Like, I can imagine that.
Yeah, totally. What is the ensemble cast like? Because you've just mentioned a lot of extremely
large
names.
That's it.
No, but that's what I mean. It's like, what are their roles? Are they good at it? Is it like, who's the standout?
Oh.
What's the sort of like, who did you sort of find yourself compelled to watch more than anyone else?
I was really curious about Amy Schumer, obviously, because Amy Schumer is known for not being the greatest actor.
She usually plays kind of a dickhead comedy role. That's usually her typecast.
And I don't like her comedy sets. So like, I was like,
What's this going to be like?
And she's taken all the bleach blonde out of her hair. She's got mousy brown hair. So that kind of helped, I think, with her embodying this like different character. Because I didn't recognize her at first.
Oh, wow,
I was like, that is Amy Schumer.
I know her.
But is that Amy Schumer? Because you wouldn't believe it. But then she has this like compelling storyline about an ex-girlfriend and ulcerative colitis. Shout out to my friend Hugo, has the same thing.
Lit.
And just like all these like kind of personal life issues that seem to just get like trodden over by the family. Like, no one's like really caring, and also because there's only six of them,
right?
You know, she's having this drama with her ex-girlfriend, but it's only over the phone, and like this like one-sided conversation that you can't really hear. But it's so, there was a little, she like answered the phone and she was like, oh, you know, I thought like holidays were different. And I was like, so Amy Schumer, I think,
surprisingly amazing.
Yeah, cool. I definitely really enjoyed it. And then the mother, who was played by, was it Jade Woodall? Oh my God, I want to get the name right, because she was phenomenal. And she's the one that's from the original play.
I got you.
Jane Houdyshell.
Yes.
She was phenomenal as the mother, as the matriarch of the family. She, I won't spoil, it's not, you know, it's kind of nonlinear, but there's one point where she just kind of starts crying at the dinner table, and you're like, oh, I've been there, babe. I've been there.
those
tense family moments, and you just like suddenly have to have a cry, you know?
Just get it out. So this seems like one for theatre fans. One for theatre fans, one for, I guess, like people who love a good character study.
Yes.
And surprisingly, one for the horror fans.
I would say so. Like, not the slasher fans, but like if you love a tense thriller, this is gonna like tickle your fancy.
Cool.
Excellent.
And there were so many moments where I was like, is this gonna turn into a full-blown horror? Like, is there actually a ghost in this house? I can't tell.
Okay.
I won't spoil if there was or there wasn't.
Well, if people want to go find out for themselves, it's playing at the ASB Waterfront Theatre on the 2nd of August at 11 a.m. and then again at the same location on the 6th of August at 8:30 p.m. Those are the two Auckland screenings. Sounds like a good one. The Humans, thank you very much.
No worries, Sam. I'm so lucky I got to watch this. Thank you, guys.
Hasta la vista, movies.
You've been listening to B-Movies on 95BFM.